work on proposal one. And so I will ask Tamara if she can put proposal one on the screen and read it, please.
Ma'am, we propose that upon signing WSO's 2020 revised copyright lease, any non-religious non-treatment facility pre-2006 anonymous ACA/ACOA 12-step program materials may be put up for direct fellowship review on the ACA literature page of adultchildren.org for a period of 3 years, subject only to literature committee vetting for compliance with the ACA 12 traditions.
Thank you. Okay, we will start with a 3 minutes from the presenting group, the proposing group, which when I looked a few minutes ago, I didn't see a representative of that group. Has that changed? Please, could someone please lower all the hands? If there is a representative of that group, would you please raise your hand now? Okay. All right, seeing no one from the proposing group, we will go right into delegate discussion on this. We will have 20 minutes of
recording in progress.
Oh, thank you. We are working on ballot proposal number one, which is, and I'll read it quickly again. We propose that upon signing WSO's 2020 revised copyright release, any, in parentheses, non-religious, non-treatment facility, close friends, pre-2006 anonymous ACOA 12-step program materials may be put up for direct fellowship review on the ACA literature page of adultchildren.org for a period of 3 years, subject only to literature committee vetting for compliance with the ACA 12 traditions. Okay, and we don't have a representative of the proposing group, so we're going to move into delegate discussion, which will last for 20 minutes, unless anyone needs an accommodation. And since there's no time necessary after that 3 minute presentation to gather our thoughts, let's just go ahead and please raise your hands. And you will have 1 minute for your comment. Please try not to repeat comments. Also, we'll try not to cut you off mid-sentence. And each person can only speak one time. So we'll have 20 minutes on the clock, and we'll start 1 minute each. We'll start with CT112, Christine.
Thanks, Mary Jo. I'm Christine. I have a number of objections to this proposal. The first is that it is not clear whether this refers to two documents or 200 documents. I've attempted to clarify with the proposers the exact number of documents and the definition, and that has not been able to be done. Number two, fellowship review is a term of art as used in our OPPM. It leads to conference approval. And the process for fellowship review means that a document comes to literature evaluation. This proposal would subvert the process of going through literature evaluation, which is that process is already well underway for other documents. Two other things. We have an open literature policy. Any of these documents can be used in any meeting, anytime. They do not need to go to fellowship review to be used in a meeting. And finally, they're all available on archives. So if people want to go to archives, they can get these documents. If any of the promoters want them on member shared resources, they can be on member shared resources. So there is no impediment to having these available to the fellowship. And that being the case, I would say they don't need to go through fellowship review and conference approval.
Thank you, Christine. Next, we'll have TX131, Denise.
Hi. So I'm a hard no on this. The Literature Evaluation Committee has a very rigorous, comprehensive and a standardized evaluation process, which has improved throughout time, and to shrink our literature evaluation process to whomever happens to go to the website to spend minimal time and do a like or don't like is a regression, and I pray that never happens. And I feel like I have recovery because of the Big Red Book, which is 646 pages. And clearly, just like I only have so much time to share, I have to wade through my thoughts and the best thoughts to share. Likewise, the authors of the Big Red Book did not include all the materials that were used in ACA's emphases, but they chose to use the best available writings at the time. And clearly, you know, these authors can publish these off materials from the past, and if they're the best that's out there, you know, it can go to market, and I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Next is Region 2, Carol.
Carol lowered her hand before I could ask her to unmute.
Okay. Carol, if you, okay. I'll take you after the next person, Carol, if you put your hand back up. Next is CA218, Marcus.
Yes, thank you. Marcus from San Francisco Bay Area, Occupied Lonely Land. Yeah, I feel no on this really appropriate for the new software for the archives. It would be fully available there. I see no reason to shortcut literature our literature process for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Next is CT119, Liz.
Thank you, Liz from Connecticut, Adult Child. I, for the sake of unity and transparency, I think that the literature process should be followed for all literature. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Next is VA092, Charlie.
Yes, I've been involved in the literature committee, and I also would strongly oppose this. The process we have now actually involves the entire ACA. It goes through the literature committee, and then when something is printed, we invite, as was described earlier with Loving Parent Guidebook, we invite the entire fellowship to comment for 3 years before it comes back to the conference for final approval. It's one of the most inclusive policies I know. But this would actually just sort of say, create a special category. I don't feel like going through that. I don't want to know what the fellowship means. I don't want to know what the conference means. We're just going to use some poll to approve something that's conference approved. And I really think it would be a huge step backwards. Lastly, it's vague. I have no idea what specific documents would be allowed under this process. So I'm hoping people, and lastly, there's nothing to prevent the proposers from just taking these same documents and putting them through the same process as everybody else. So I hope people will vote this down.
Thank you, Charlie. Next is MD053, Silani.
Hello again. So there is a way that people can do this kind of thing right now, and it's called volunteering. And it's called volunteering to be on a specific committee. And people don't have to be at the ABC to volunteer for a committee. I see absolutely no need for this. And I would like to see us keep things as simple as they can, even though we're growing and growing tremendously. Let's try to adhere to whatever is the simplest. And I suspect that we're going to get mostly no's on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Salami. Next is Carol from Region 2.
Thank you. Yes, I don't know what they mean by pre-2006 anonymous ACAOA material, because we have, like they said, in the archives, we have what was left after the one storeroom was completely destroyed by rats and mold and whatever. We threw out a lot of stuff. So if they're talking about anything else, it's coming from individual people who have things that they think should be published. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Next is Amber from WB0796.
Thank you. Similar concerns about what's the vagueness of it. Last night, it was characterized by the delegate from the proposing group as hurt literature. And when I asked for clarification about, oh, I'm sorry, I thought that this, you know, pertained to other literature, I've not yet received a response. It was over 12 hours ago. I also have concerns about what content might be included that was written pre-2006 that may have been considered to be in compliance with the 12 traditions, but that may no longer be up to standard or style in terms of the way we refer to gender and race and ethnicity, et cetera. And so I have real concerns about what kind of content could be approved if we go forward with this proposal. Thanks.
Thank you. Carol, you're next, but are you from, Carol P., are you from Intergroup 640? I'm sorry. Let me look again. Yeah, Intergroup 640, because I need to rename you. Okay, Carol being unmuted.
She's been invited to unmute.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm the alternate for.
Oh, okay.
Carol.
And your name, first name,
John.
Please?
John. She had to step away, so I'm. Okay. I'm listening for her, but okay. I know the answer for this proposal for us is no.
Okay. Thank you.
We're not going to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Okay. With no further, we have one more comment. Okay. From California 837, Kathy.
Thank you. Our meeting is opposed to this ballot proposal because of the well-established and very functional literature committee process that we have for our fellowship. And so we are a no on this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, we will now move into the initial vote on this proposal. Tamara, if you'll put that. Okay, thank you. And if you read the entire slide, please.
Yes, ma'am. We propose that upon signing WSO's 2020 revised copyright release, any non-religious and non-treatment facility pre-2006 anonymous ACA/ACOA 12-step program materials may be put up for direct fellowship review on the ACA literature page of adultchildren.org for a period of 3 years, subject only to the literature committee vetting for compliance with the ACA 12 traditions. A, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. B, more information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. C, I would like a motion to be crafted to delegate this matter to the ACA World Service Board for assessment and possible action that could be taken before the next ABC. D, I do not support the ballot proposal in any form.
Thank you, Tamara. Okay, Brad, will you let us know when the poll is ready to launch?
Yep, I'm ready. Aaron, are you ready? Okay, launching now.
Okay, 2 minutes. The poll is now open.
15 seconds, 10 seconds. Time.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm closing the vote. All right, I am bringing up the results. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Okay, there is 90.5% that they do not support the proposal in any form. And it's almost the full amount of the past quorum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that proposal failed, and we are done with it. Okay, so we are at the end of the